You will hear an interview with a young guitarist called Tom, whose band has just won a national music competition. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
I'm with guitarist Tom Barker, whose band has won a national music competition. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks.
So, tell us why you first took up the electric guitar.
Well, my brother's always been a fan of rock guitarists like Jimi Hendrix and Chuck Berry, so I grew up hearing their music. There were a few of their guitar pieces I really loved, so I tried playing them myself. On the violin, would you believe, which my parents preferred me to learn. That and the piano. They wouldn't let me have a guitar, as they hoped I'd get into classical music. Anyway, after paying for loads of lessons, they finally realised I wasn't really into it, so they let me learn the guitar instead.
So you saved up and eventually bought your own guitar?
Yes. And I loved it. To be honest, though, when friends showed me photos they'd taken of me playing at school concerts, I was always disappointed. I'd imagined I looked like my rock heroes, but I definitely didn't. Anyway, just having that guitar around my neck made me feel I could play absolutely anything when I got on stage, despite the fact I was normally a bit shy.
And then, having taught yourself to play, you decided to find a local guitar tutor.
I did. I'd used online tutorials till then. There are loads of them on the internet, and some are great. But I could see that although I'd come quite far that way, I now needed to spend time with an individual tutor, preferably someone local, to speed things up a bit. I didn't get on well with the first one I went to for lessons, though, and I could see that would affect how much I'd improve.
And then disaster struck. Coming home from school one day, you lost your guitar. How did you feel?
Well, at first, I couldn't believe what I'd done. I didn't often take my guitar into school, so I wasn't used to carrying it around. I was chatting to a friend on the phone when I got off the bus that day. I just got distracted and left the guitar behind. I became convinced I'd never see it again. And, as it had taken me ages to save the money for it, I knew I wouldn't manage to get another one any time soon.
But a month later, someone called and said they'd found it.
Yes. Word had got around on social media and this girl got in touch. Amazing! When I got the guitar back, I immediately put the strap over my shoulder and started practicing chords. That took me a while to get used to, as I'd forgotten the pain that the strap and the guitar strings always caused me. It was weird, though. I'd always thought of it as quite a basic instrument, but having played on really old guitars at school since I'd lost it, it suddenly seemed really cool and advanced. So I was thrilled to play it again.
So what's made you stay with the electric guitar?
Well, I think of all the instruments I've played, it's the one that feels it needs other musicians performing alongside it, rather than being played solo. I love playing as part of a group, and I wouldn't have met my band without it. So I wouldn't swap it now. It's a bit boring having to carry it round to practice with other people, though, as it's quite heavy. And you usually have to keep the sound turned down when you play too. Unless you're at a concert, of course.
And then you and your band entered a national competition and won.
Yes, we've really come together as a group now, and I'm proud of our music. Although I wasn't convinced we'd win, then, during the competition, I spotted a guy in the front row, playing exactly like me, but on an air guitar, totally lost in the music. He clearly thought my playing was good, and that really inspired me. I gave my best performance ever, so I think we won thanks to that guy.
I'm with guitarist Tom Barker, whose band has won a national music competition. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks.
So, tell us why you first took up the electric guitar.
Well, my brother's always been a fan of rock guitarists like Jimi Hendrix and Chuck Berry, so I grew up hearing their music. There were a few of their guitar pieces I really loved, so I tried playing them myself. On the violin, would you believe? Which my parents preferred me to learn. That and the piano. They wouldn't let me have a guitar, as they hoped I'd get into classical music. Anyway, after paying for loads of lessons, they finally realised I wasn't really into it, so they let me learn the guitar instead.
So you saved up and eventually bought your own guitar?
Yes, and I loved it. To be honest, though, when friends showed me photos they'd taken of me playing at school concerts, I was always disappointed. I'd imagined I looked like my rock heroes, but I definitely didn't. Anyway, just having that guitar around my neck made me feel I could play absolutely anything when I got on stage, despite the fact I was normally a bit shy.
And then, having taught yourself to play, you decided to find a local guitar tutor.
I did. I'd used online tutorials till then. There are loads of them on the internet, and some are great. But I could see that although I'd come quite far that way, I now needed to spend time with an individual tutor, preferably someone local, to speed things up a bit. I didn't get on well with the first one I went to for lessons, though, and I could see that would affect how much I'd improve.
And then disaster struck. Coming home from school one day, you lost your guitar. How did you feel?
Well, at first, I couldn't believe what I'd done. I didn't often take my guitar into school, so I wasn't used to carrying it around. I was chatting to a friend on the phone when I got off the bus that day. I just got distracted and left the guitar behind. I became convinced I'd never see it again. And, as it had taken me ages to save the money for it, I knew I wouldn't manage to get another one any time soon.
But a month later, someone called and said they'd found it.
Yes. Word had got around on social media and this girl got in touch. Amazing! When I got the guitar back, I immediately put the strap over my shoulder and started practicing chords. That took me a while to get used to, as I'd forgotten the pain that the strap and the guitar strings always caused me. It was weird, though. I'd always thought of it as quite a basic instrument, but having played on really old guitars at school since I'd lost it, it suddenly seemed really cool and advanced. So I was thrilled to play it again.
So what's made you stay with the electric guitar?
Well, I think of all the instruments I've played, it's the one that feels it needs other musicians performing alongside it, rather than being played solo. I love playing as part of a group, and I wouldn't have met my band without it. So I wouldn't swap it now. It's a bit boring having to carry it round to practice with other people, though, as it's quite heavy. And you usually have to keep the sound turned down when you play too. Unless you're at a concert, of course.
And then you and your band entered a national competition and won.
Yes, we've really come together as a group now, and I'm proud of our music. Although I wasn't convinced we'd win, then, during the competition, I spotted a guy in the front row, playing exactly like me, but on an air guitar, totally lost in the music. He clearly thought my playing was good, and that really inspired me. I gave my best performance ever, so I think we won thanks to that guy.
That's the end of part 4.